See, how do you do that without walking guys, right? Like if you're getting him to chase, like how do you do that? What's the best way to execute that?
It's just to establish the strike zone early. You know what I mean? Like whether it's two seamers or your four seamer, whatever you have, just filling up the strike zone and getting them up there. Okay. Like, oh damn, he's coming after us. You know what I'm saying? To getting them swinging, getting them in the mode where they're coming up to the plate, ready to hack. And then you can work off of that. You could throw some changeups. You could throw some, you know, some two seamers or some backdoor sliders. You know, if you get the fastball working early.
So that's interesting. Okay. So if you're throwing strikes and it forces them to swing, then they're going to be more likely to swing once you expand the zone.
I mean, even if you look at just thinking about games that I pitched in, like 17 in game 5 against Cleveland, they came out, they were going to be very patient, but we were able to establish the backdoor slider early. And then my fastball was just for some reason, my cutter was a strike that day. So they had to swing, you know, by